ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome to the Upper Elementary Simplified Podcast. Can you believe it is December already? I absolutely love this time of year. It is so cozy and cheerful. I'm going to be doing something a little bit different with this episode than normal. I'm going to highlight four of my Christmas-themed classroom activities, tell you all about them, and then offer you a chance to get them all at a bundle price at the podcast listener discount. Plus, another special bonus for those of you who stay till the very end of this episode. So let's go ahead and get started. The first Christmas activity on my list is my Christmas-themed escape room template. Just like all of my other escape templates, this resource allows you to add your own questions and answers from any content area to quickly create your own holiday activity. The storyline for the escape says, "It is Christmas Eve. Santa and his elves have been locked inside Santa's toy shop by one of Santa's elves. Alfie the elf has taken all of the presents and is refusing to let anyone out of Santa's toy shop because he is lacking Christmas spirit. Can you solve the four clues to help Alfie get his Christmas spirit back so he will open the door for Santa to be able to deliver presents?" All of my escape templates are suitable for upper elementary students and are sure to provide a fun learning or review activity during those last few weeks before winter break. I'm interrupting real quickly to tell you about a fun event I'm hosting that I know you won't miss. A few teacher friends of mine have gotten together to fill Santa's bag with some fun resources for upper elementary teachers. The wait list is open right now, and Santa will be in town from December 7th through 13th. While he is in town, you will be able to look through his bag and grab anything you want to keep. Plus, we are going to be giving away lots of great prizes in the Upper Elementary Simplified Facebook group. So if you are not a member of the Facebook group, head over to Facebook and search Upper Elementary Simplified and request to join. To get on the wait list for Santa's grab bag, so you will be notified as soon as Santa flies into town, head to upperelementarysimplified.com/waitlist. Hope to see you there.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
The second Christmas activity is holiday bingo. I actually have two different Christmas bingo games. One of them is the classic game that includes printable bingo cards and calling cards, and the other is a DIY for students to color, cut, and glue to create their own bingo boards. So it includes blackline pictures that are Christmas themed for students to choose from and color and then glue onto the bingo card template to create their own unique bingo board. Both games are included in the bundle that I'm linking to for this episode. The third Christmas activity is a create your own picture book. This is a creative writing project that includes blackline images and prompts for setting, characters, and conflict to inspire students to write their own story using the story planning graphic organizer and templates. This is a best-selling activity that even big kids love. And the fourth activity is a writing craft for students to use with any picture book. This project allows students to build a snowman and use the templates to create a unique book report. It is great for students to review story elements and to respond to their winter reading. Plus, it is super cute once it is assembled. All four of these activities are included in a bundle for a discount off of the prices that they normally sell for individually. Plus, as a podcast listener, use the coupon code PODCASTHOLIDAY, that's PODCASTHOLIDAY, and you'll get another 15% discount. The link to find all of these activities will be in the show notes at upperelementarysimplified.com/episode38. So I told you at the beginning of the episode that I was going to be giving a bonus at the end of today's episode, so get ready. Remember back a few episodes when I told you about my first published picture book called Honey's Best Friend? Well, around the same time that I published that one, I also published a Christmas story called How Alfie Became Head Elf. Growing up for the 2 weeks before Christmas that we were out of school, I used to spend my days standing on our rock fireplace putting on my very own Christmas show. And one of my favorite songs was Alfie the Elf. So if you haven't heard that song, you need to look it up. The story that I wrote about Alfie doesn't necessarily have anything to do with that time in my life. The main character's name is just Alfie, okay? Because that brings me back to my own childhood. And it is a sweet story of following your dreams. So just like my other book, I wrote and digitally illustrated the story and would love it if you would check it out on Amazon and consider using it in your classroom with your students. The summary I wrote for Amazon reads, Alfie doesn't let his clumsiness and mistakes get in the way of reaching the biggest goal that lives in the hearts of all of Santa's elves. Alfie's story is an encouraging and heartwarming journey of perseverance, patience, and a good attitude. The tale will teach children that even though they may not have the same amount of experience or even the highest skill level as others, they should never give up on a dream or a desire. Alfie learns this lesson in an unexpected manner in the story, How Alfie Became Head Elf. So, I would absolutely love it if you check out How Alfie Became Head Elf on Amazon and plan to use it in your classroom with your students this year. If you do decide to grab it, send me a screenshot of your Amazon order confirmation, and I will send you a coupon to get all of the Christmas activities I mentioned in this episode for free. There will also be instructions in today's show notes about how to send me your book order confirmation, so check it all out at upperelementarysimplified.com/episode38. I hope that you have enjoyed this special episode of the podcast and that you will check out some or all of the activities that I mentioned. I hope to see you back next Tuesday for a special announcement and another Christmas gift for teachers. Have a great week ahead. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.